When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, hey, how was your birthday party? You know, welcome. First of all, it'd be rude. Welcome back to the Duck Call.
Welcome back.
We're here, and we're glad you're here too.
But me and Johnny D would love to know about your birthday party that we weren't invited to.
And what a party!
Well, hey, it was a poker game,
and it was a big party.
And this was by invitation only.
Clearly.
And there was only one thing, one rule to obey.
Can I tell the rule?
Yeah.
Bring lots of money.
Okay.
And so, look, people bought Cy in, and so Cy had a stack like this before the game even started. We ordered some pizza from Johnny's.
That's got to be one of the easiest birthday gifts ever to give.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cy buying in poker, because there is at least a 60% chance you get some of that back.
Yeah.
It's higher than 50.
and
when he's playing with not his money.
Somebody cooked some sausages on the grill and brought them to us.
So y'all had sausages, yep. Johnny's pizza, and mm-hmm. poker.
Yeah.
And Sweet Pea. And Sweet Pea hopped up on the table for about 20 minutes and wouldn't get off, and so we just let him be.
Did y'all wash it down with an ice-cold glass?
No, look. We had dealt the cards. He come up and laid down on the guy's hand.
He ain't listening. He just made a crack on you.
Well, hey, I ain't worried about him. Okay. I'm about to tell his feet. Look, he wouldn't get up off the cards.
No, the cat was like laying on the table.
I said, it's
big.
It's poker night. You got to get off the table, dummy.
Ugh, cat's in the house.
The best one was is one of them left the screen door open because it was too hot in there. So they, you know, we had the screen door closed. Well, they come in and left it open. And he started walking out, you know, and I said, hey, somebody grab that cat. You know, when he reached out to grab his sweet piece of cat.
That's a mean cat. Yeah.
Who almost got bit by the cat?
That was what? Blake.
Yeah.
People have just regular names over there?
Some do. Okay. You may know him as Pork Chop.
Okay.
I thought there was only
Pork Chop, Doctor.
Go ahead and pick him up. He kind of just... y'all and put him back in the house.
What did Christine do while y'all play poker?
She goes in her room.
No, one thing she did is she went in there, she said, Cy, credit card, please.
Yeah, and everybody said,
he was like, hold on,
hey,
I'm
don't
in
buy
hand.
That. You know, everybody was saying, don't buy that. And
what'd she buy?
That ain't none of my business.
He just gave her the card and kept playing. That's the best time to probably take the credit card from him.
So how much money did you lose?
He won.
Hey, I won.
He was the big winner for the night.
How much? I want to know what.
Si, don't give him. Don't tell him.
Hey. No.
We don't want the fans to know how much Si won.
Hey.
I want to know.
Yeah.
That'd be bad etiquette.
Bad etiquette, Si.
That's right.
This ain't like kissing and telling.
Let's
just
do it.
Say this. A guy called me after I'd done... bet 200, 200, 200. And I said, well, okay, if you're going to be that dumb, make it 400 more. Well, he called me.
We're at 800 now.
1,000. You
know, 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, so he called me, and all I had was a pair. And he had a stupid little straight. I said, I'm going to bust you tonight before you leave.
Did you?
He left broke.
And squalling tires.
Yep. he screeched out of the house.
So we're saying northern of $5,000.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
He said, no, I ain't said it.
You said it.
So northern of $10,000?
No.
No. Hey,
you're going the wrong direction.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
No, he probably won about two or three. He was probably in for 1,500, though. So.
How much of it was his own money?
Yeah, profit was probably only 400 or 500.
But well, he profited 1,000 before the game started.
That's what I'm saying. But then he gave it back, and then he got some of it.
It's flip-flopping.
Oh, I know.
Hey.
Look.
You know, if you took it and
I've seen people in our comments that say, Si needs help gambling this, gambling that. I'm like, y'all don't even know, man. This is like, you know, some people garden for fun.
That's right.
I go fishing for fun.
Some people garden for fun.
This is legitimate entertainment for Silas Robinson.
Corey would tell you a story when we used to play at Willie's house all the time. I would always show up early So she was there by herself. Willie had gone somewhere to get something, you know, and she hears talking. The house was too boys. So she's up in the upper bedroom, so she hears talking and is wondering who it is. She come in, and I'm sitting there, and I got five hands dealt out.
Hey, boys.
And I tell them, all right, it's on you, son. What are you going to do? You going to check, fold, or bid? What are you going to do? Then I do another voice and say, hey, I checked.
So did you get up and go to the seat and respond?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite part is everybody thinks this is like what wealthy people do. Nobody knows we're doing this when we're poor. Real poor.
Yeah.
Like talking about, man, that $20 buy-in is
that hurts.
Yeah.
The difference between me catching a ride to work one day this week or me being able to drive there all day.
Yeah, and if you was an employee and if you was up and you said, well, guys, hey, it's 12:30. I got to work in the morning. You know, and tried to leave, the boss would say, no, you don't. You're playing till we quit.
Yeah, he's trying to get his money back.
I'm glad I wasn't around him, though.
Because then when he was talking about we'd bust him, you know, he'd call, you know, we'd bust him. Then it was, hold it, guys, I got to get up and go get some more money. And you see him, he'd walk in the bathroom and open the...
You talking about Willie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He'd open the cabinet in the bathroom, medicine cabinet, tell me you'd hear a bunch of clanking and stuff, and then he'd come back and say, okay, here's my $20 to buy him.
Oh, the family picture on the wall in the living room was always good for a Hondo.
Hondo.
I don't know if it still is or not. Oh. I don't go over
there. He doesn't have money hidden in his new house.
No, he don't have to.
He ain't got to hide it. No.
Yeah, he ain't got to hide it from nobody.
He just rings the bell and the servant brings out cash. Oh. Sir, your cash.
Hey, don't talk about my old job. Like <that. laughs> somebody had to do it.
But I do love it. So, yeah, for y'all to get on side of them comments about poker, look, that's his form of fun.
That's right.
That's the one thing he does for fun.
And, hey, and if you ever make it about the money,
there you go.
Beware.
He got him.
That's all I tell you. Beware.
Yeah. There's a lot worse. Look, I always looked at it this way. I'd look at it if I went bad on our game, I may would lose $100 in a night. Mm-hmm. And that's just if I really had a surplus of funds.
That's a movie. Y'all know how, with your wife.
Now, these days, it ain't even a movie with your wife. Oh. You can't even get to dinner for that, Harlan. Yeah.
My family spent $88 at the last movie we went to.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was still hungry.
That's what I'm saying. So
it was just popcorn. It wasn't even food.
Yeah.
So what's better time spent? Out there at a movie or a bar or something, dropping a Hondo, or spending $100 with your friends that are, in our case, but sometimes they would halfway turn into a Bible study. I know it's weird to think about a poker game turning into that, but
I can't tell you how many times that Jace would have a Bible study and then we would play poker after. The blinds were 25 and 50 cents, or we'd play a tournament and just have so much fun and get to meet people and build relationships with people. And even with Si, that's $1, $2 blinds. Really, it's not about a bunch of money for sure.
Well, and
there's other games that you could do that in, but that's not what we're interested in for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was a way to get people in that disarmed them, like to the Bible study. Because a lot of times we wouldn't tell everybody that we invited that's how this thing was going to start. We just kind of, oh, by the way, before we get started.
Yeah.
Well, what better way?
You know,
okay, you're sitting around a table and talking about, yo, did you hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what are you talking about? I thought we couldn't play poker. We are.
We get there.
It's your money. You gonna bet? Check what? Are you gonna, you know?
Speaking of don't gamble, look, don't gamble with your salvation. Oh, but you can lie at the poker table, sign. That's perfectly fine.
Perfectly legal.
Is that true?
Huh? Hey, look, to be a good poker player, you got to be able to tell a good story.
You can tell a story, sir.
You can tell a story.
Yeah, whenever Jace plays with us, you know, he's the fun sucker. He's so serious.
And when Si
makes a move on him and bluffs him out and then shows him the bluff, he looks at Jace and says, hey, son, there's only one actor in this family.
Oh, dang.
Hey, true story.
Do you really?
Si, did
what
you
does
get...
he say?
Huh?
What does he say?
You don't know what to
oh,
say.
Oh, hey, yeah, there's so much fun to watch play poker. Y'all have done it. I mean, when him and Jace are together, it is on like a chicken bone.
I get nervous and leave.
You know,
I don't like tension.
I'll let you in on one hand. We're
That's
playing.
That's fun.
Okay. The river hit. Y'all are fixing to hit. And Jason said, hey, don't call. He went all in. I said, oh, I'm calling. He said, hey, he showed me the two cards in his hand. He said, I got quad nines. Don't call. I said, hey, I ain't worried about your quad nines. I said, if that's a six of hearts hits you and it's fixing to hit, I said, I win the pot. You know? And he said, hey, I'm just telling you, don't I, you know? I said, deal the six of hearts. Hey, boom, six of hearts. I said, hey, your four nines are no good. I got a straight flush. 10 high.
Is that a true story?
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, you're so stupid. I said, yeah, I know I'm so stupid. Look at stupid me just raking his $1,000 pot.
Martin, I'm glad I did not get invited to this birthday party.
He called off his life on a one outer.
And hit it.
I love it.
And hit it.
I mean, and he says you gotta risk it for the biscuit, boys.
Here's the thing.
No truer words have ever been spoken.
Well, no, here's the thing.
I'm too tight to play with these boys.
Hey, I knew the six of hearts was gonna hit the
ball. I mean,
how did you know that?
Yeah, that's what I can't understand.
I felt it because Jace was just.
He had the force.
No way.
Faith is being confident.
Now this is like Obi-Wan Kenobi. This ain't from the Bible.
I love it. See what I'm talking about? Hey, poker comes up to. Give me the definition of faith. What is the faith? Okay. Yeah.
I don't. Well, we're getting dangerously close to having to go to Unashamed and be talked to.
Yeah, we're gonna have to go down front. Lord, I apologize for that. That's what makes us more fun. Oh man. Well, I don't normally do this these days, but let's take a break and let me recover from that. We'll be back at it.
Is Brittany as afraid of bugs as Allison is?
Oh, my goodness. We had a spider crawl across the counter the other night, and you would have thought, burn the place.
Give
all the kerosene on it and light it.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's that time of year. Plus, we live in Louisiana. Everything around here, creepy, crawly. I mean, we at home with bugs, but you don't have to be because you can do it yourself with our friends over at Pesty.
Boom.
Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control company on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price so you can say hello to savings and buy to bugs at a fraction of the cost of most pest control companies. With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day for the bug guy to show up when you can spray it yourself in a few minutes. While other pest control companies charge hundreds of dollars and make one-size-fits-all plans, Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location's bugs and climates. Plus, the specific chemicals are rotated so that bugs don't build up tolerances, which makes it more effective over time. For anyone who thinks you need to be an expert to take care of pest control around your house, think again. Pesty is super easy. It takes just 10 minutes to apply and comes with everything you need, including a cool reusable electronic sprayer. Applying Pesty is even easier than mowing your lawn.
Boom.
There you go. If you want to do it yourself, if you're tired of paying, you know, expensive exterminator bills, like I said, if you don't want to, you don't trust your exterminator, you don't want to leave a key under the mat, Pesty is a great solution for you. You got kids, pets running around.
Martin, and it's kind of fun.
Oh.
You get a little electronic sprayer, pour some water in it, just
and the cool thing is, like, the electronic sprayer is reusable. So, yeah. I mean, we're thinking about the earth here. We're thinking about the planet. It's kid and pet friendly. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, in our world, that's a big deal because we got both. We got all of the above.
And it's easy to do and kind of fun. You just
And look, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, they will refund if you aren't happy with Pesty. They're new partners here, like I said. We've just used it. And Brittany said, where's that Pesty box after that spider ran across the counter?
She was ready to
it. It was immediate application.
Allison likes it because you don't have to be worried about the guy showing up at any time. You know, I'm doing it myself now. Boom.
Yeah. She ain't got to worry about if she's in a robe, just got a shower, none of that kind of
stuff. Zai's the only one I know that wears robes on a regular basis, but you're correct. Yep.
Hey. But you don't have to worry about that.
The reason I do it is I'm of royal blood, son.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, I'm serious.
If you want to royally save you some money, try our friends over at Pesty. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs for less with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/duck and use code
duck
for an extra 10% off your order. Once again, that's pesty.com/duck for 10% off. And make sure you use our promo code
duck
so that they know we sent you.
That's right. And you do it immediately. When me and my band was writing songs, Yeah.
Johnny D, I got to tell you something after.
Look, we're in the studio, okay? We've written five songs. We actually wrote five, okay? Then we're in there and we've done the five, and finally, Bridget said, hey, to the musicians, start the music. So they start playing. And then she tapped me on the shoulder. She was behind me. She said, all right, cowboy, I'll tell you a story. So, hey, I tell the story about the poker game and squirrel hunting and all this other stuff. That was the sixth song. I made that up and just off my head.
Like a young P. Diddy over here.
That's just a songwriter.
No. Because, look, and the funny part was Chad, the engineer, talk about P. Diddy anymore, mixing all this stuff. Yo, he's over there, and when the song finishes, okay, Bridget walks over and gets behind him. She said, well, Chad, what do you think?
I don't know,
Chad. And he looks up. He looked up and had a real stupid look on his face. And he said, with just a little bit of work by me, he said, this is going to be, he started laughing. He said, this is actually going to be pretty good.
There you go.
But I just done it off the top of my head. No lines, anything written down.
Should have sold your rights to Taylor Swift. She just come up with a new album.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything. I've deleted all the stuff off my phone. I'm blissfully unaware of anything happening in the world anywhere.
Oh, you deleted everything?
It's all gone.
He nicked.
Good for you.
If you need me, I'll be at the honey hole.
He axed it.
I axed all of it.
All of you.
I don't even know what's happening.
You'll join back up in October?
I don't know.
When things slow down at the honey hole.
Maybe, yeah.
No, that's like my wife.
When you're trying to make 8 hours get by.
She was screaming, and I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm cleaning up all this junk that people sent me on my phone.
Now, see? People send me junk all the time.
Look, and she was doing that for like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
Who was this, Si?
Christine.
Oh.
Yeah, because I hear her phone. You know, she's got a little jingle or whatever you want to be buzzing, you know.
A jingle, if you will.
Yeah.
It's a jingle.
You know, and it's going off all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know how much one of them stupid thing holds.
What do you mean?
Megabytes? Isn't that what it is?
How many megabytes it holds?
Megabacks.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It gets heavier. The more it gets, the more heavier it gets.
Really?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
Johnny D, are you one of those people that's got like 7,000 unread emails?
Do you want to know the actual number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to read too many duck call room emails.
Okay, not duck call room notwithstanding. Personal.
Yeah. Personal phone.
Inbox, 8,210.
Unread?
8,210?
Yeah. Okay. Let me go through them.
The little red number?
Yeah, there's one from church right here. I read that one. There's one from Merrill Lynch.
How long do you spend
two report cards, not read.
How long do you spend on that crap?
8,210. I didn't read them, so apparently not nearly enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but normally if you're reading them, how long do you... Yeah.
How long do I spend on like the duck call room a week?
Yeah.
On the duck call room, I probably
about 2 hours.
Yeah. About, depends on how fun the conversation's going. I don't know.
8,000.
If you wanted to read through all my emails, but it's like Amazon, Apple. I don't care.
Philip, are you
the
one
Saints?
Of those that,
no, I have to. I have to read everyone. I have to read everyone. I don't like the little message that says.
I have to clear the red numbers on my phone.
Me too.
Every night before I go to bed, I cannot.
Here we go. You want to go through my phone? I actually have zero text messages. I have 13 missed calls or voicemails.
Oh wow!
I need to go through that. I guess.
I'm glad I can't use.
If you didn't, don't leave me a voicemail. You should have sent me a text.
I'm glad that won't work for me.
Hunter.
That would be a headache.
Hunter, you're new age. You're younger than the rest of us. Are you do you have all your stuff up to date? Are you on zeros on everything other than what it may have just come through? Or are you one of those guys that's got an 8,000 number on their email inbox?
Y'all need Robo Killer.
You are the Robo Killer.
Well, hey, I'm serious. Now,
when you started Robo Killer, that's when your phone broke.
No, hey, that's my wife. Broke the phone.
You broke the phone from slamming it.
Hold on, let's hear. Hunter's a younger cat than the rest of us. Hunter, are you cleared, or do you have numbers?
I have 2,486 emails
unread.
Unread.
Why would you want to read them?
Well, I mean, I don't usually, unless they're like business related.
I would spend 90% of my time.
Then, but everything else has to be at a zero. Like everything else.
Okay, question for you.
Yeah.
Why do you have 2,400 and whatever emails? If they're not business related, why are there that many in your inbox?
Because some of them are
unsubscribe.
I try and unsubscribe from a lot of them, but a lot of them are just random. Let me see. It's like Amazon or Apple or Steam or
I would spend 90% of my time killing all that crap.
See, I don't want to spend 90% of my time. I don't go to the barber because like I don't Phil, like how much Phil. Time that takes.
Like Phil says, beep, beep, beep. I would beep, 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 beep. Hey, I'd kill that stuff instantly.
On Thursday, I got $20 of gas and I had a buddy with me who's like, you're not getting any more than that? I said, that'll get me to Tuesday minimum. Like, I'm not sitting
either.
There.
I can't either.
I got to fill it all the way up.
No, I got to fill it up.
No, you got to sit there forever.
And I want a receipt.
I must have closure issues or something.
Me too.
I've got to see something.
Oh, no. I'm not kidding.
Look, Philip, when you fill your truck up, I'm telling on myself here. I have to stop on double zeros.
Oh, no.
I have to.
Guilty. Okay. I can't. Nope.
I have to.
Nope, that's I'm funny. The same way.
Like 20, 0, 0, and you're done.
That's fine, yeah, but I'm just saying.
0, 0.
But generally mine is, you know, run it till it shuts off because it's
87, 0,
but then
zero.
I'm going to the next zero.
Oh, no.
Like if it's 27 cents, I'm about to take my time to fill up the other 73 cents.
Hey, I've actually run gasoline out because I was waiting to hit the zero.
I slow down once it tells me.
Well, hey, I don't do it many times, but I have done it when I tell me, hey, nope, I'm going to that.
That's an Axis One diagnosis.
But gas is so expensive nowadays. That you look, whenever you only got like, hey, 50 miles till you got to go again, you drive a little, you know, less pedal on the gas.
Oh, that I remember when I first started dating and was driving and it was 32 cents a gallon. I'd put it in the fill station and tell me, 32 cents.
But I have to, and look, you are right. It's more difficult today because with it being more expensive, it is harder to stop on 00.
No.
Oh, you got to be quick.
You got, but.
Unless.
Oh, yeah.
Unless.
And if I get to 01, I got 99 more, boys.
Here we go.
I gotta keep going.
So are there any other things in your life that are like that? Like, you know, if something happens to one side of your body, do you have to have it happen to the other side?
What?
No. Well,
some people are like, if they burn their right hand, they have to burn the left.
That is not true.
Yes.
I'm like that with my car windows. If I put down my driver's side window, I have to make the right side exactly the same.
Well, yeah, that's because your ears will pop if you don't. Yeah.
I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah,
There's people out there that are like, oh, man, I lost one of my fingers. I better cut the other finger off on the other hand.
They have an urge to do that. Now, some might and some may not.
I don't have that. You can go look at my office or the inside of my truck, but there are things that I am extremely weird about. Like, yeah, this just is.
I don't think I have any.
It's strange. You know, like one of the things that the thing that annoys me the most about my wife.
Oh boy!
Oh whoa!
I'm just gonna tell.
Welcome to the duck call.
This isn't a secret.
We're getting into meddling now.
She moves stuff every 2 weeks in that house.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean move stuff?
Furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Different.
Huh? No.
Moves furniture around.
Martin.
Moves the cabinets around. I'm not kidding.
Brittany Nadine Martin. I don't know if that's your middle name, but it's what came to me. Get your butt in here. We have to talk.
Nadine, I'm going to ask
constant.
Nadine.
The inside of our house is in a constant state of flux. And y'all know me. Let's get it right and let's go.
You go get the cups and the cups are somewhere new?
Uh-huh.
No, man.
Oh, no. That's like Christine.
Yes, sir.
Christine does not touch my table.
She don't want to stick to it.
When it gets to where she can't stand it, she will come tell me, hey, you either clean that mess up and put it in some kind of order, or I'm fixing to.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'll take care of it. Because, hey, it's nothing worse than, hey, you know where everything's at, and then the first thing that happened is, because that's what I had to tell my maid, don't fool with my table.
I'm concerned.
I want to be able, when I pull the drawer open, if I can get my knife, I can get my knife. It'll be there.
what are we talking about napping in trees for? But you want to know why you need good trees, good shade? You know what makes good shade? Good naps.
No. No. Yeah. You know,
I like where your mind is. Strike it and reverse it.
But you know what makes good neighbors?
Trees.
Trees.
Good fences.
Good fences. Good
live fences.
Trees are way better.
Live fence, significantly greater than dead fence.
Mm. Lush, strategically placed trees.
Now think about this. Plant you some orange trees, apple trees, plum trees. Hey, a live fence fruit.
Fruit fence.
Fruit fence, boys.
Boy,
you can't beat that with a stick, boys.
That's a tongue twister. A fruit fence.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Si's going to be giving out fruit baskets.
Oh, hey, I might go buy me some fast-growing trees. And, hey, I'm fixing to plant me a fence just for the fruit. I don't care about the neighbors.
Well, the good news is, if you want to do that, you're going to save you some money, too, because with fast-growing trees, you can save 90% of what you'd spend on hiring a landscaper. Ooh.
Well, you just type in your zip code. It tells you what'll grow there.
Well, and if you're like, man, I really want, you know, this kind of fig tree, you type in your zip code, and it'll tell you if that kind of fig
tree
grows here.
Here's fig trees. Ooh. They grow pretty much all of our zones.
Oh, there you go.
We can have fig trees. And I know that because I went to fastgrowingtrees.com. Because we were, like, kind of feeling crazy, and we wanted a cool fruit tree. We're like, well, that'll never grow here. But we looked it up. Banana tree. It'll work. We got a potted one on our backyard.
You know what? Fig trees equal fig preserve. You know what fig preserves go good with? A biscuit.
Mm. Ooh.
You know what goes good with a biscuit?
Everything.
All of it. You see how we did that? We
got all jelly.
There you go. Hey. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. And whatever you're interested in, trust me, they have it. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever.
Look at the beauty of that.
You want lemons, you want avocados, olives, figs, roses, grapes,
bananas,
cherries,
bananas. I mean, it doesn't matter. Apples,
a blaze red maple tree.
Ooh. There you go. And the experts at Fast Growing Trees curate thousands of plants so you can find the perfect fit for your specific climate, location, and needs. You don't have to drive around to nurseries. Save all the time. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online. Whether you're looking to add some privacy, shade, or natural beauty to your yard, Fast Growing Trees has in-house experts ready to help you make the right selection. You can talk to a plant expert about soil type, landscape design, how to take care of your plants, and everything else you need. You don't even have to have a green thumb to go to fastgrowingtrees.com. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
No, I think I told this story. My aunt Claudette, okay, she was married to Daddy's brother. Yeah. Nobody liked to go to her house.
Why?
Because she was a cleaning freak.
Oh. Mm.
Germaphobe.
You know, I smoked back then, you know, and she didn't mind.
Those two things mix well.
No, she didn't mind me smoking, you know. But I'd sit there and light a cigarette. I'd flip an ash off of it. Well, when I did, she'd pick it up, take it in there and wash it, bring it back, dry out. I mean, every time I flipped an ash, she'd pick it up.
Obsessive compulsive.
Like every one of these, it'd be taken, washed.
She'd clean the ashtray?
No, yeah.
That's how often Paula Godwin changes your spit cup at Godwin's house.
Ugh. Well, no, because look.
There it is. Turn your head away from it?
Yeah, it's gone.
Gone.
It's gone.
That actually is my pet peeve, spit cups.
That's because you were Willie's assistant for way too long.
It was gross.
And he will take a cup to... the brink of its tensile strength.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I'm talking about before it just completely disintegrates.
That's right.
He'll get rid of it. That boy's nasty.
I know.
Well, no, that boy nasty.
If you don't clean up your stuff, you are nasty. Bill Phillips, y'all remember Red Dog Bill Phillips? He was the worst.
Well, no, because that's just bad hygiene.
Yeah.
Okay. People that spit in trash cans.
That crap.
I put a sign up at the honey hole. It said, if you spit in this trash can,
you buy
meet
it.
Me in the parking lot. Signed, John Davis, and put my name on it and everything.
Did you put your picture on it?
No. And then it was for one certain employee. He stopped. He just woke it because I have to take the trash out every night. I'm sick of that nasty crap. Yep. You nasty.
You hit the old cash me outside. Oh, that's for the people that are really tacky. Like if I have to, if I forgot something and that's the only receptacle I have, I make sure to take my time and hit dead center.
Now, just go outside.
I know.
There's a whole world you can spit on.
But sometimes you can't get outside.
What?
Yeah, you
so can. here's the other deal to that, though. Because, look, even when it's my own, I don't want to touch it. Look. So I respect other people's.
The trash man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, here's the deal. Yeah. There was a dude in the store the other day, and I was like, good night. This dude, size of a small school bus or a big refrigerator, somewhere in between those two things. Large man. Not a lot of fat on him either.
That don't work in your store.
Not really. He walks over there, and I'm watching him, and he goes to spit in that trash can, and I was thinking, please don't read the sign. Please don't read the sign. Please don't read the sign. Please don't read the sign.
He was going to change your name.
I was gonna be like,
hello, my name's Brian.
I don't know who that guy is, but... He don't really mind. It was a joke.
John David's not in today. Yeah. I can help you.
Yeah. Today's his day off, but I'll tell him you said hello.
I will tell him.
I was like, he can spit wherever he wants.
So after I quit this, which I'm coming up on 5 years now, but I couldn't stand to be around it. I can't stand to smell it. I don't want to be. No. I mean, you're fine. I'm just saying, after you've been off of it for a long time, it makes you sick.
Yeah. No, I agree. I same way whenever I finally decided to quit having things on fire whenever I would drink.
Yeah.
What a great way to say it.
Yeah, that was a good way to say it.
Well, when I decided to quit burning things after the hours of 10 p.m. while I was consuming other things.
In your lungs.
Yeah.
Before Christ Jesus.
Yes, B.C., before Christ, 100% before Christ, because there's a lot of bad decisions happen after 10 p.m., but... That's neither here nor there. But no, once I finally was just like away from it, I was like, oh, good grief.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, it's wild.
I'm wondering if when you, after you quit, Si, did it bother you very much or not or what?
No.
No, he just wanted one.
It was a health issue.
Yeah. So I just sat there and go,
Look at those second hand.
People say, oh, no, it don't bother me. You know, I could smoke a pack right now.
You could?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where to go.
Hey, no, I will buy you that pack when you're on your way out in that speed car where you said you're gonna
goes
die.
Out with a Marlboro.
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. We'll make a whole video.
Or while we're on that one last Woody Roost you're talking about.
Don't do this at home.
I was like my father. My father would have the ashtray when him and mama was playing dominoes. He'd have the ashtray slam full and have like three cigarettes he had just lit, took a drag off, put it on there. And they'd sit there and burn the rest of it up. And he'd light it up, take a drag off, set it down.
You couldn't do that today. It's nice $10 a pack.
Oh, no. That didn't make any difference. He smoked like three packs a day.
Hey, in my grandmother's house, there were layers. She smoked all day, every day, and there were layers of Pall Mall. Pall Mall.
Oh, yeah, Pall Mall.
Pall Mall.
Yeah, I'm telling you, layers.
Unfiltered. You got a wedgie at some schools for saying that.
Just gone.
Here's what's so funny about that. The grandmamas, that I was new.
Yeah.
Oh, they had, that's what that was. Sometimes they'd smoke it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they'd just bust it open, throw it in their mouth and chew it.
Who's the man?
Oh, no, I'm serious.
Not me.
No?
She was.
I'm out.
Oh, no, what?
I've successfully got off any nicotine anywhere for like almost a year now.
Congratulations.
It's better to stay away.
Gained 15 pounds.
Yeah.
But now I've lost that.
When you whoop caffeine, that's pretty big one, too.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you had a Dr. Pepper?
I have not had one since the last day of duck season. So we're over 3 months.
You haven't had any caffeine?
Other than unsweet tea.
Wow.
Unsweet tea and Mountain Ops Ignite.
And look, unsweet tea is good for you.
Yeah.
Got a lot of enzymes in it.
So
it's good
for I've had your whole
digestive system, heart, lungs, liver, all that.
I've had no soft drink since the end of duck season and don't think I'll have one.
I told my wife I think I'm good.
Off of them stupid Diet Coke.
I finally decided that if that thing is that good,
what?
It can't be good.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I can drink
a full-leaded Dr. Pepper?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's not good.
I can drink them things like folks drink cold.
What about like a DZ?
Old adult beverages.
Well, Dr. Pepper Zero.
No, because that's like cauliflower rice. Mm-hmm. If you don't give it up, just give it up. It's like that fake meat. If you don't give up meat, you don't have the option to have a burger.
Well, no, no.
Get out of here. That's like, walk right. away from it.
You and the Impossible Whopper ain't going to jive?
No, just like go eat a Whopper. Or if you like Coke. If you're off of it, you eat salad. Yeah.
That's like Coke. And they're better in a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the one like used to, it was 10 cents for the big Coke, and then the small bottle was like 6 cents.
I'm a big fan of them 12-ounce cans.
I love a can.
But it tastes better out of a bottle.
A glass bottle, for sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Glass bottle.
A plastic bottle's like just north of Pepsi.
Good, no, that ain't no good. Yeah, it's got to be a glass bottle.
What did you say?
I said a plastic bottle makes it just north of Pepsi.
Hey, no, Pepsi's good, and the bottle Pepsi's good. No, at the Mexican restaurant that I ate
Pepsi
at last week.
Pepsi is the worst in the world. The worst.
Are you listening to this?
Thing? I am.
Hey.
Pepsi was going to pay for an ad, but let's just go ahead and clear the air. What are they?
Hey, oh, they are the worst.
We ain't doing it.
Hey, I don't think they put in what is it, carbonated water to make the fizz?
Mm-hmm.
They don't put any of that.
Hey,
when you pop the lid on a Coke.
Hunter, you drink Pepsi.
I like the Pepsi Nitros.
Huh?
I like the Pepsi Nitros that you
boom.
I think it's the cream one. I think
ooh,
that comes in
one.
Like
you know what Pepsi
orange
tastes
can?
Like. I found two Coke Zeros in the back of a refrigerator in a certain tackle shop in this town.
Uh huh.
they were different color than the. You remember the black Coke Zeros?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the expiration on them was 5 of 18.
Okay.
Which would be what, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
And I was like, I sent it to my friend who also drinks a lot of Coke Zeros, and I was like, hey man.
Hey, put that back up for a second.
Kind of tastes like Pepsi.
Oh, you tasted one?
Yeah.
I missed the joke, but I caught the Rolex watch that you're showing off.
Oh, shut up. It's on my wrist.
Was that today?
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, that's wild. I mean, I just saw the shit.
I drank a 6-year-old expired Coke Zero today.
Last time Godwin tried that with pickles, it didn't work out so well.
I spit it out because it tasted, it legit tasted a lot like Pepsi. I'm not joking.
Really?
Yeah. It's like syrupy and weird.
Mm. I'm going to do a taste test on this show and get all three of y'all.
No good.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a part of it if it's carbonated beverages.
If you bring in a Coke and a Pepsi and dare me to blind taste test that, I will ace that test. Because one will taste like garbage swill, and one will be proof that Jesus loves us.
The Pepsi is garbage.
Don't get bacon confused in here.
Great. I feel ganged up on.
You like Pepsi, you weirdo? I'm sorry. There's going to be so many emails.
Oh, man, what a day. I'm ready to go home, lay my head down on my pillow. What about you,
Scott?
Hey, what are you talking about? I missed my nap.
You missed your nap?
Yeah, I'd be up here.
I bet you are ready to get in them sheets and them slippers.
Are
you going to put your TV robe or your shower robe on?
No, I'm going to put my TV robe on.
TV robe. He going to stop at the couch and take a little break before he goes lays his head on my pillow.
You don't rush into a nap.
Last thing you want to
do. Ease into it.
Hurry.
Look,
Mike Lindell and the My Pillow crew no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. That's just all part of today's cancel culture and everything else. But look, you know what they do have right now?
An extravaganza.
There it is.
There
you know
you
how much
go.
It is?
$25.
Oh.
It's an extravaganza of $25 of epic proportions and an extravaganza that's only $25.
When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a solution to a problem in a one-product company. But now, they got hundreds of products. Thanks to his help
from his $25 for everything?
I don't know about everything. But
a lot of things.
I can tell you this.
Everything that's an extravaganza.
There you go. A 2-pack multi-use My Pillows, $25.
Extravaganza.
$25.
6-pack towel set.
$25.
Brand new 4-pack dish towel.
$25.
Y'all noticing a pattern here?
$25.
There you go. And for the first time ever, the premium My Pillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size. You know how much they are?
$25.
If only there was a word to describe how great this is.
I'm telling you.
It's very extravagant.
It's extraordinary.
It's an extravaganza.
There you go. Look, so whether you're needing pillows, towels, sheets, robes, slippers,
we got it. You should have it. And it's only $25.
That's right.
But you know what? This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137. When you do, you will get free shipping on orders over $75 today. Go to MyPillow.com/duck.
duck,
and enter promo code
duck,
or call 800-969-3137.
Do it immediately.
Y'all want to hear the newest story from Carter?
Yeah, absolutely.
So this hasn't happened yet, but we're going to have to document it well. He has a project to do, an entrepreneurship.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's a group project. So he interviewed my dad, asked him questions. And so what they do is they're selling snacks for they get a $100 loan from the bank and they buy stuff. And then they sell it. And they're selling it for Miss Marty, the second grade teacher. She's got cancer. So
Carter,
all of it's going
to
her.
To Willie.
Well, here's the deal. Carter's got a group, and they have a marketing campaign about selling snacks. It's called America's Got Snacks. They're going to have the president of the United States of America, a.k.a. Carter, show up to sell all the snacks to the kids at school. And all the other kids are dressed in a Secret Service. And I was like, you are the coolest kid I've ever met, and you're going to outsell all these other kids.
That's
hands
pretty
down.
Good.
That is good.
Good.
America's Got Snacks.
Kid has got a brain on him, I'm telling you.
They're going to make like hats like Make America Snack Again?
We're going to bring the snack back, boys.
I mean, where can we spend this $100? Can we donate to the cause?
I don't know if that's in the rules. We're going to dominate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about driving my mom's Suburban with the tinted windows and just like dropping them off at school that
Oh, day. Put little American flags on the side of the
yeah.
ring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
If you don't do that, let me inside get that party bus. The black one, you know what I mean, that we used on the show.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. America's Got Snack. And they don't sell Pepsi either because it's garbage. But I think he's got a chance to raise a lot of money.
Oh, that's fun. That's good.
But the money goes to the teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool deal that they're all doing.
That's cool.
I don't know if it's a competition or not, but we found out today that Carter's group of friends have decided America's Got Snacks is their business.
Yeah.
And it's all about the president selling snacks.
Everything is a competition.
That's true.
That's life.
For a while, people stopped keeping score in Little League basketball for some reason.
Yeah, well, that's because everybody couldn't count to six. Like, I mean, it's like 6-4, and then you were just sad that you sat there for 3 hours and
you only saw tournament basketball, real basketball games with referees.
I'm not going to say who it was, but I once went to a Little League basketball game for one of my little cousins in a church building, and I was like, what's the score? And they're like, we don't keep score for John Luke. And I was like, sorry, John Luke.
Wait a minute.
And I was like, wait, so we just play basketball for an extended period of time and then we go home? And they're like, yep. And I was like, you know, this is real European of us. I don't like it. What if there's a tie? How do we break it? Who wins? Who loses? I think it's good for kids
to
lose.
That's the idea behind that, what they're doing.
Kids need to lose.
Well, hey. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's the idea behind what they're doing, though.
Hey.
That kids shouldn't lose?
Well, they have no, you know, if you do no scorekeeping, ain't no winner, loser.
You got to learn. You know what I mean? You got to learn.
But even
you win,
when you're
lose.
When you're playing a game, you know if you won or you lost.
Most of those games look like
that. That's right. You're going to know.
I mean, you feel like, we just got our butts.
But I'd probably tell my team, hey, we beat them. We won.
Look, I know they can't keep score, but we got them 12-6.
So. They can't win.
Y'all go out there and play some D.
Sometimes you just need to get your teeth kicked in.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned way more in losses than I did in victory. So. 100%.
Ben's and soccer team should have learned a lot this year.
Experiences is for you. You know, it's the best team.
They over.
Oh, just trashed every game.
Yeah.
It was rough.
It happens. I was on a couple of them teams, not many of them, but I was on a couple where, we just couldn't get right. Didn't matter.
Sometimes you just luck of the draw. Them kids are just older and bigger, and you just go whoop.
And that's when you go meet with a coach and say, Coach, look, now I got to play on this trash next year. I need you to draft better.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to get me some help.
Like, you did pretty good picking me.
You got to get some. I need some help.
Like, this kid coming up, I know him. He's good.
Yeah.
Get him.
Yeah. So you were a coach with Jace, and who else? Was Johnny D with y'all when you were coaching?
No, Stone helped a little bit.
Y'all had a pretty good team, right?
Oh, yeah, we won everything.
Wait, Stone, Jace, and you were the coach?
Yeah, so Jace was head coach.
Sounds like so much fun.
Jace was head coach, so he, dealt with all the parents and stuff. I was in charge of the actual kids, and Stone was head of recruiting.
Was this a Green Road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I remember y'all out there.
We may or may not have sent out some feelers to upgrade our talent.
I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I was an umpire at Green Road.
Oh my word!
And went through the course to be me and my brothers. Both of my brothers.
I knew your
young.
Brother was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I knew. I remember Danny the first time I met him playing golf. I was like,
"That's
didn't
umpire.
You umpire?"
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. Kept somewhere before. Yeah.
So they trained us well, but what they trained one of the things they trained us in is when in doubt. Call them out.
You're out. Yeah.
So I'm behind the plate, and there's a kid that comes up, you know, and I rung him up a couple times. His mom's back there giving me a hard time. She's like, "You can't save your brother.
Kill the umpire."
So I turn around, but I can't find out who it is. But I really want to know. Now, you shouldn't be like this if you're an umpire. You just don't let it, you know, just don't let it bother you. But nope, it's bothering me. And she's back there. Kah, 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 kah. I said, "Good grief. I just want to catch this woman." But nope, I can't catch her. Next time this kid came up, he fouled it off. She started running her mouth, and I eyeballed her. I said, "There she is." I said, "Okay, I'm fixing to ring him up again. Anything close?" Ah. Hey. He gets on first base. He hits the ball, gets on first base. And my buddy out in the field comes up. He said, "Hey, swap with me." He said, "You're getting aggravated, you know, behind the plate." And I was like, "Okay, all right." So this is a true story. So I go out. And I'm standing now behind the kid whose mom's hollering at me. He's heard this story. So I'm waiting, you know, and I'm standing out there, and it's frustrating. She's still hollering, you know, blah, 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 blah.
She's hollering at you?
She's hollering at me. I done rung him up twice, and apparently I'm not a great umpire. But it starts to rain. I need to bring that up. It's sprinkling out there, so it's a little bit wet. Well, he takes off stealing second, and I take off with him. And we're both running. And he slides, and I slide. And all I hear is, pow, they threw the ball. I don't really know if he tagged him. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But I just jump up.
And you called him out?
I just called him out because I was in doubt. And the place went wild. I'm telling you. Hey, they had to call the sheriff's office to come up there and walk me out after the game.
Was he out?
When in doubt.
I don't know if he was out.
Hey, when he's in doubt, he's out.
I mean, he could have been perfectly safe, but I thought he was close enough. He was probably out.
Oh, no. I've been watching softball, and look, they can't even get it right after they go and watch the video of it.
Was it just you and one guy?
It was me and the guy behind the plate.
So
we were umps.
Yeah, I mean, so really the heart of the problem is you were out of position.
I was out of position, but I was out of position.
So really, you were
stealing,
a bad umpire.
Oh, yeah.
I could have been, but hey, I pumped him out. Then I looked over, and then that mom really took off yelling.
Shouldn't you have been standing behind the pitcher?
I should have, but I was standing behind first base.
Yeah.
But I swapped with the guy.
I know, but still, you should have rushed.
It was slick outside.
It was slick.
He wanted to be
Thank
close
you, Johnny
to that,
Dean.
He wanted to be close to that dugout. Rucker, do you know what makes the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go.
Live
building
wood.
It
trees.
Out of live wood. Yeah.
Yes.
And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass, they got you. Whatever you want, they got you. And that's what's cool, because like I planted the persimmon trees, I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years, all the things. It's our way of giving back, you know, and it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point your wife's gonna say, "We need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants." Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, "Man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here," don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days, and along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch, you can grow them in the kitchen, you can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go. I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store. Just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
I think referees stink, and if we can watch it at home and tell what it should be doing, then the in charge should
be. If you hate referees, then let's refer to the inbox. Uh-oh.
Referees are wrong.
I do it face to face. If I've got something to say, I don't text, I don't tweet. I don't cell phone anything. Yeah,
that's just me.
Just me.
Yep, and that's the way it's going to be.
And that's how I'm going to be.
Thank you. Call me later.
Hey, that's a good one, Si.
Is that the song you freestyled?
No, that one there, Bridget wrote.
Okay.
You know, it's worth it.
Throwback man.
Yeah.
Hello at duckcallroom.com.
That was actually a good song.
It wasn't
you can
bad.
Download that song.
I didn't know you could sing that good. Was there auto-tune in that?
No.
Hunter, why are you laughing so loud? Hunter, that was rude. No, there's not.
I've always had a good voice. Okay. I've been told that ever since I was a child.
Okay. Throwback.
That's throwback man by Uncle. No. I've got to tell you a story before we get to the inbox.
What?
It might be the proudest I've ever been.
Go ahead.
Carter story?
No. I went on a men's retreat. We're all fired up, right? Everybody's spiritual high. You've been there. Yeah. Like 25 people got baptized
Jesus
Saturday
in,
night.
Jesus is in the building.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Sunday, we all go to church. We're down front worshiping, right? And yep. My favorite song comes on. No, what's the song? Shoot.
Good story.
You know the one where they're like, I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered?
Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized.
What? Are you talking about
that? I shot the sheriff.
No. Anyway, there's the part where it gets crunk, right? And I for a second I thought, how would Uncle Si be singing right now? And I got loud. And then like five people beside me got loud. And then like the 10 people beside them got loud. And then they got so loud they threw everybody on the stage completely off and they lost it. They lost the whole thing. Music was off, the singing was off, the girl singing just stopped, and I was like, boom! Joyful noise unto the Lord.
That's it.
And I said that's what Uncle Si would have done.
He ain't worried about it. That's why I would love to hear Missy, Jason's wife, forget about being in tune, in key, and all that. I would love this. That one would just let it fly.
Just let it fly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I think she could actually break crystal.
Trust in God. That's the name of the song. Well, I couldn't think of that.
Yeah.
It's a jam. Yeah. Go listen to it. It's like Blessed Assurance gets mixed with New Age stuff. It's just a jam. Also, there's another baby Si in the world. His name's Josiah. They said they're going to call him Si.
Oh, well, hey, I like it.
He's always smiling.
He looks good.
And Si and his mom, Allie, watch the podcast together all the time. So,
all right.
Thanks for listening, Allie. Good. Congratulations on the little tiny baby.
He looks gassy.
No,
I'm one. Sorry.
No, him.
Yeah, I was talking about.
Oh, that was you. The baby when you said, who was Waylon?
Yeah.
Or Jackson that was laughing in his sleep.
Oh, Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson.
Yeah he laughs.
He said, Grandpa was talking to you.
Yeah, he laughs all during the middle of the night.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
No, I do.
He'd be laying there, eyes closed, sound asleep, just a giggling.
And more than likely, he was probably smiling when he was laughing.
Oh, yeah. He got a little grin on his
face. Oh, yeah.
It's hard to laugh and not smile.
Well, no.
That's
wild. I love it.
Laughing and not smiling is not a thing you can do together. Anyways, Sam from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
North Tar Heel.
Is that the one? Yeah.
Good.
All right. He's in a predicament.
Uh-oh. Yep.
He's in love and he's broke.
Uh-oh.
I've been dating my amazing girlfriend for over 2 years. She's the love of my life, and I cannot imagine my life without her in it. That's good news. Then he keeps talking about how great she is. She's not listening, man. You don't have to. I'm just kidding. She seems awesome, right? They both really want to get married.
Okay.
To each other?
To each other. They're both in their second year of college.
Okay.
And they don't want to wait to get married till they graduate in 2 to 3 years. Okay. They're not financially able to get married at this time, but we could make it work if we really tried.
Okay.
I'd love to hear y'all's advice.
Okay.
Sam from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Martin?
Okay.
Martin's staying out of this one.
Since you run the business, Martin, how would you answer these?
Running a business ain't nothing to do with getting married.
Oh, yeah, they're talking money here.
Yep.
The heck
yep.
It ain't. You gotta run a balanced budget at home.
Hey.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you better get more money then.
Yep.
Or change things. I mean, marriage is sacrifice, no matter how you look at it.
Yep.
You've got to die to yourself to become one with your wife. Like, which is tough. Well, I mean, it's hard.
No matter the age. You're never going to be ready.
No matter the age, no matter the financial circumstances, no matter what, giving up that selfish part of you is difficult. So if you want to go ahead and get a jump start on sacacrifice and making those things in marriage, then get married when you're broke. That's yeah. fine. Like,
no rules against it.
And the words of Phil from Duck Dynasty, though, you ain't going to live off love.
You'll starve to death.
It does, in fact, take money. To live.
Yeah.
So, you know, either one of you decide you're going to stay in school and one of you get a full-time job or whatever, but you just got to figure out the sacrifices you're willing to make to reach the goals that you want to accomplish. Is that goal being betrothed? Yeah. Is that goal maybe just going to the justice of the peace and spending $100 on a ring instead of spending thousands and having a ceremony and having all that? Figure out what part of that you're okay with having and not having, and then make the best decision you can off of that.
Absolutely. I agree with what Martin said. And me and my wife just celebrated 32 years of marriage last week.
Whoa.
32 years. And I'm going to tell you something.
Captain D's? That's just your birthday, right?
That's just my birthday.
Great little seafood place.
Hey, no, but honestly, you're so right, because we didn't have anything when we, you know, ended up getting married. We got engaged, and then we got married about a year later. And I went to Abilene Christian University, and she worked while I was going to school, and I pushed buggies at Sam's warehouse.
Where I'm about to go.
Hey, moved back, I was going to school to get my master's degree in counseling. She was working. She never stopped working, and I was working too. We didn't have any money. I mean, we didn't have anything, but we loved each other through it. She sacrificed and I sacrificed. And, I couldn't imagine moving away without her. So, I mean, I wasn't going to put that at risk. I wanted to marry her.
I got to say about being broke. Okay. Money can't buy you happiness.
No.
Okay. You do have to have it. Okay. To live. But it's not that important. You're never ready to face what's going to happen.
And you're going to figure it out.
You got to figure it out.
I went to school and worked 40 hours a week at Super One in the produce department for a year. And Allison worked at the Red Lobster slinging Cheddar Bay biscuits every night. We had scholarships. Both of our cars were paid for by our parents. So we were in a decent situation there where we didn't have a lot of bills and debt. But we worked our butts off to be able to afford to, you know, move in together. And it was, you know.
One other warning.
It was fun, but it was tough. And you're just going to have to work hard.
You're making some changes in your life. And you're making a covenant between you, your spouse, and God.
Yeah.
And that's what you put your focus on. That's what Justin was talking about.
This is a lifetime choice.
Ephesians 5:28. In the same ways, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. You want to get married? Go for it. You're going to work your butt off.
Yeah.
That simple.
It's at some point, we'll be uncomfortable, and that's fine. It's all expected, and there you go. Doesn't make you special.
I'm going to listen to some more Psy songs.